Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
What a blessing to live. Think about it. Life, even with all the pain, loss, heartache, and any other undesirable aspect and experience, it is a blessing. Every breath is precious, and the Christian knows that life, breath, and all things come from God. We acknowledge Him as the source of life's blessings. He is the blessed giver. It is by His will, by His authority, and His pleasure that we live, move, and exist. Oh, how we should give thanks and bestow honor upon Him for His bountiful gifts.
We've got a great big wonderful God.
Boom, boom, boom.
Great big wonderful God.
Wonderful God.
A God who loves every one of us, done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us,
done so much for all of us.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
Great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King.
Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble.
We're the apple of His eye.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
We've got a
great big wonderful God.
Oh, what a glory it is to sing
praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God. A great big wonderful God.
Luke's account of the Apostle Paul's visit to Athens, Greece, is recorded in the 17th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When the Apostle Paul entered into this great city, he observed the spiritual nature of the people. There were idols virtually on every street corner. Seeing how the people were so stooped into the worship of idols, Paul's own spirit was provoked within him. He could not wait for other members of his missionary team to arrive. He had to begin declaring the true identity of God and the source of all spiritual life in Jesus Christ. In Jewish synagogues and in the city's marketplaces, Paul reasoned with Jews and Greeks alike. At the time of Paul's arrival to this city, it was the center of cultural debate and reason. Luke tells us in his account that much time was spent among the people telling new things and listening to all the different beliefs and philosophies of the day. While in Athens, Paul was invited to be the guest speaker for one of the most prestigious groups of philosophers in that city. Luke records what Paul says that day as he stood in their presence. Let me share with you those words by reading from Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 23. For while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship, I also found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and all things in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything. Since He Himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they should seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and exist, as even some of your own poets have said, for we also are his children. Being then the children of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and thought of man. Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. Luke gives the response to Paul's preaching. Some sneered at him when he preached the resurrection of Jesus. Others said they would hear him again. And a few are named who became convicted of the gospel message. They joined themselves to Paul, no doubt to continue to learn and to follow Jesus as Lord and to worship the only true God of heaven. Paul declares and acknowledges that Jehovah God is the source of life. It is by his divine authority that we have life, that we have breath in our lungs, and that we exist as a person. The apostle says, God gives us everything. I believe with all my heart that Paul told the truth. We are alive today because it is God's will. He provides us with existence. I believe everything we can possibly do, anything and everywhere, anything is possible because he makes it so. That being true raises the question, how should I respond? Paul explains that I cannot do anything for God as if he needed anything or needed something from me. He gives it all to me. He does it all. He is the giver. I have received life, breath, and all things. In him I live and move about and take care of business. All that I can be and do is because he gives it. He makes it possible. I can't pay it back. Neither can you. But there is something that God expects. He calls everyone to repent from worshiping idols and to prepare ourselves for the coming judgment by Jesus, whom he has raised from the dead. Do we have any idols in our lives? Is it wealth? Is it pleasure? Anything can become an idol. Anything that divides our heart from its allegiance to our Heavenly Father is an idol. We must free idolatry by our repentance and our obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is making preparation for the coming judgment. I confessed my conviction to you. I believe it. God has sealed the truth in the death, burial, and the resurrection of his Son Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus? Today, we plead with you to be a true worshiper of Jehovah God and to prepare for the day when Jesus returns and judges the world in righteousness.
Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark.
the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.